This weekend we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the first word in the Latin introit, that is the traditional psalm that is sung as the priest comes into church. And it has its origins in the 5th century when Advent was a time of penance just like Lent. In fact, there originally were 40 days of Advent just like 40 days of Lent. And just like we had a halfway point during Lent where we kind of take a break, we remind ourselves of the coming celebration so we don't get too downtrodden, we have the same thing in Advent. And though over the years Advent's been shortened, we still have retained this Sunday where we lighten our penances, we remember the coming joy at Christmas. And joy is really the core of what it means to rejoice. If you look up the word joy, it has three meanings. A feeling of great happiness, success in doing, finding, or getting something, or a source or cause of delight. First, brothers and sisters, Christians should be happy people, joy-filled people. We should live out that joy so that others can see it. But that joy is not based on just human things, on, you know, having a lot in this world. That joy comes deep from our heart because we know Jesus Christ. We know we're loved unconditionally no matter what our state in life is. That's the joy that we're called to share. The happiness that really is so deep-seated it can't be taken away. Now, you may run into Christians who don't act this way. We must also keep in mind there are people in this world that suffer from depression, who perhaps by their personality are introverted, or maybe they're serious and they think a lot, like your pastor. These people must also be joyful, but sometimes that joy is not quite on the surface, but down in the heart. Second, joy means to a success in doing, finding, or getting something. Finding joy in our faith means finding Jesus. And this cannot just be an external religious observance. Remember, God, by definition, is all about relationship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all loving each other in relationship. You cannot be a Christian without the desire for intimacy with God. Now, a lot of us run into difficulties obtaining that in our spiritual lives, but it does have to be part of our core desire. It has to be part of our faith. If we're simply coming to church to stamp our cards so that we can say we went to church and we'll feel better about ourselves, but we never enter into a relationship with God, then we're missing something very key to our Christian faith. We will not truly find joy that way. Thirdly, we should delight in things. Food, pies, cakes, chocolate, good relationships, healthy relationships, intimate relationships, the joy of new life, holding a baby in your arms. All of these are examples of what it means, at least in my opinion, to delight in something. But have you ever thought about delighting in God? That the same experience or a very similar experience that we have when we eat something good or when we find intimacy in someone we love or holding a baby, that God wants us to experience that also? And even better than that, what causes that is that God delights in you. God feels about you the same way you feel about holding a little newborn baby. God feels about you the joy you experience in your spousal love. To delight in God, we must first recognize that He delights in us. Now, why do I talk about joy on this Gaudete Sunday, this Sunday of rejoicing? Because if you look up the definition of rejoicing, it says to give joy to. So we have to understand joy before we can really understand rejoicing. A second definition for rejoicing, to feel joy or great delight. So if rejoicing is to give joy to, we have to remember that these various definitions of joy are not just something that God gives us and that we sit there and use for ourselves, but brothers and sisters, if we're to rejoice in God, to rejoice in our faith, then it has to be given. In fact, you will find a much deeper joy in your life when you start to share the joy that God has given you, that deep-seated peace of knowing that you're unconditionally loved, that God delights in you. So we have to give feelings of happiness, not feelings of happiness based on merely material things, but give feelings of happiness based on the love of God. And so perhaps it's affirming somebody, telling them God loves you. Every once in a while, I'll have an altar server up here and they'll be frowning, probably because their parents made them get out of bed early and come here early in the morning. And I'll say to them, smile, Jesus loves you. Sometimes that's all the reminder we need to know that we are unconditionally loved, and we must affirm that in one another. Secondly, we must help people do, find, or get something. Now, we could help people rob a bank, but that would not be the intention behind rejoicing. Brothers and sisters, we intend to do, find, or get something. That is, we help people find Jesus Christ. We help them do something by finding repentance, bringing them to church, or inviting them. We help them get something by obtaining and recognizing that unconditional love that God has for us. Lastly, if we are to truly rejoice, we must give joy, and that is giving delight to others. Brothers and sisters, this isn't just a worldly delight. But when we rejoice in the Lord, joy cannot be genuinely found apart from God and truth. Notice that's what St. Paul says in the second reading. Rejoice in the Lord always. We don't bring people true delight simply by baking them a pie or giving them pleasure. We bring people delight by bringing them Jesus Christ, the one who delights in them. If we are truly to rejoice as Christians this Sunday, then we must help others to experience the Lord and find joy in their relationship with Him. It cannot just be finding joy on our own, but as the definition of rejoicing says, to give joy. To give joy. And so first, brothers and sisters, join me in praying today that we will experience joy in the Lord, recognizing that we are unconditionally loved, that He finds delight in us. And second, pray with me for the courage to share that joy with others.